Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, broadcasting live today from the Omni Nashville Hotel at Kitchen Notes on this Thursday. And as we do every Thursday at this time, we say hello to Greg Wyshynski from ESPN, senior NHL writer for them. There's so much to get into, but Greg, we have a rule on this show. When you make a bold prediction and it becomes true, you get to take a victory lap. So as what I believe to be the only national media member to pick the Predators to make the playoffs, you get to take a victory lap here on the show.
I shall. I mean, thank you. No, I appreciate the flowers, all the candy. I'm hoping that maybe you guys scared up some whiskey for me, too.
Yeah, we can do that.
But again, like, I take everything in moderation. Did I pick the Predators to make the playoffs? Of course I did, and I was correct. Did I pick the Devils to make the playoffs? Yeah, I did that too, and that wasn't so correct. So on the whole, I think my bold predictions, I'd put them up against anybody's in the preseason. I think I did pretty well for myself. And the Predators making the cut was definitely one of them, man. I had faith, even in the darkest times, that they'd make it. And, you know, I didn't predict the U2 thing, but you know, it's one of those things that has to happen for your prediction to come true.
All right, take us back to September, Greg, when you were looking at the Predators from the outside looking in. What made you want or think the Preds are going to make the playoffs?
Right coach at the right time. You know, yep. I think Andrew Brunette and the way that he coaches is, A, good for a team that has a mix of veterans and younger players, and B, is the kind of hockey you need to play to excel in this league. You know, play with tempo, play with speed, play with offense. And the fact that Barry Trotz was open to that and wasn't just trolling us by having an offensive guy get hired to play defense, encouraged me that they were going to play the kind of hockey I think you need to do to excel in this league. So the vibe changed with Barry coming in and Brunette behind the bench, you know, O'Reilly kind of giving them some solidity in the middle. And then obviously the goaltending, even though UC Saros hasn't been great for the totality of the season, was good enough to get him over the hump. And frankly, like, I was really blown away by the wild card bubble area of the Western Conference, and I think that that opinion, you know, was bared out in the end.
Greg Wyshynski is with us from ESPN, and look, as a city that went through the possibility of losing their team many, many years ago, you know, obviously it's still a sensitive subject, but looking at what's going on in Arizona, I have watched this. You've watched this for years. I mean, it's been going on for a decade or more of the NHL trying to save the Coyotes and new owners and trying to stay in Arizona and the Phoenix area. And it feels like they are, you know, fourth down and 35, and it's a Hail Mary to try and keep this thing going. Now it appears the NHL has a contingency plan that would move the Coyotes to Utah, to Salt Lake City. What's the latest you've heard on this, and do you feel like the time in Arizona is coming to an end?
Very much so. I'm happy you brought up the relocation thing, because I think the majority of NHL fans don't know what that feeling is. Nashville yeah. fans do. Pittsburgh fans do. Devils fans do. I remember being a kid at their Stanley Cup parade in 1995 in the parking lot of the Meadowlands, worried that they were going to move to Nashville. You
yeah,
know, so like,
right.
I've been through it too. So, you know, what we know is that the contingency plan is they made two different schedules in the event that they were going to move. And, you know, Emily Kaplan and I have a story on ESPN.com that I hope everybody checks out. That really covers a lot of the ins and outs and inner workings of the situation going on right now with the Coyotes in Salt Lake City. And the bottom line is that both of us in talking to our sources yesterday came up with the same answer, which is that they're going, which is that they will be in Salt Lake City next year. We can't report it as such because there are still lawyerings to be done. And both the NHL and the Coyotes and the Salt Lake people aren't willing to go as far as to say it's a done deal. So, again, caveat, you never know when you have an owner like Alex Morello if this thing's going to get over the goal line, as you put it. But every indication we've gotten is that it's going to happen and that the Coyotes have this incarnation of the franchise has played their last game in Arizona.
All right, Greg, playoffs start.
We'll have played their last game in Arizona by the end of the season, I should say.
All right, that's all right. Well, a playoff start a week from today. Going in now, is there a team that you, outside like the teams at the very, very top, is there one team that you're thinking, all right, watch out for this team? They're putting it together, everything at the right time at the right place.
The Lightning are interesting only because it seems like Vasilevsky has really kind of found his game again. And I mean, outside of Marty Brodeur, he's probably the best postseason goalie we've had in the last like 20 years. So, I mean, like when you see him starting to round into form a little bit after what's been a really uncharacteristically bad season for him, it perks you up. I still don't think that they've got the depth to do what that team has done in the past. And they certainly are going to miss Mikhail Sergachev in some pretty key situations in the playoffs. But they're one that I'm kind of keeping my eye on. The other one that I find interesting, and again, it's really hard to say this when you watch how good Nathan MacKinnon's been playing, and especially last night, like he's just on another level right now. But Winnipeg has kind of been sneaky good the last couple of weeks. They were a really dominant defensive team throughout the season, and Connor Hellebuyck, obviously, we know what he can do in a playoff series in the crease. But if they can find their offense, which they have been a little bit, and they get back to that fundamentally strong defense, I mean, I don't think that's the easiest out for Colorado, but at the same time, it's really hard to believe that the Avalanche could go out in the first round in consecutive seasons.
Greg, Barry Trotz was on with our afternoon show with Jared Stillman and asked about, do you rather play Dallas or Vancouver? And he gave a great answer. You know, basically, hey, we're happy to be in the playoffs, but there'd be a lot of pressure on Vancouver because it's Canada, it's up there, it's Western Canada, people love Vancouver, and for us, he said, the Nashville Predators, we just go up and play hockey, no pressure on us. I thought it was a really telling answer of, when you hit the playoffs, Greg, how everything is amped up, especially in Canada, because down here in Nashville, we don't get to see all that, what goes on, especially in Canada and Western Canada.
Yeah, I mean, spoken by a guy whose team's in the wild card versus a team that won their division, right? Like, I mean, that's right. Part of the dynamic, too. I think that's fair, and I do think the Predators are going to be able to play with a little bit of reckless abandon and without the weight of the world on their shoulders in the same way that teams like Dallas and Vancouver are going to have to play. Vancouver's a really interesting one. I mean, I think a lot of us are really curious to see how they handle the playoff grind. They can play defense. There's no question about that. But their offense is very reliant on maybe like four guys. And so if they end up playing Vegas in the playoffs, if they end up playing LA in the playoffs, it's going to be interesting to see how they handle teams that are veteran laden and really know how to defend in the playoffs. You know, there's a chance that this could be Vancouver's year, and we're all underestimating how good they'll be in the postseason. But there's also a chance that they're going to be kind of like last year's Devils, where maybe the emotion and the enthusiasm gets you through one round, but then you go find them against some old pros in the second round, and it's a different story.
We're talking to Greg Wyshynski from ESPN. I want to go back to the Coyotes situation for a second, because when this is done, and I'm with you that it feels like next year we're going to be talking about the Utah, whatever they're called. And this reminds me a lot of when the Thrashers went to Winnipeg, and because everybody thought it was going to be the Coyotes going back to Winnipeg, you know, at that point. And that happened very, very fast. When this is all said and done, and somebody asks you the question 5 years from now, why did the Coyotes fail in Arizona? I think there's a lot of different ways you can take it, but what will be your answer?
My answer is moving to Glendale. That's the crux of a lot of this. They moved away from where their fans are. That became a whole situation as far as trying to get people to the games. Obviously, the relationship between the Coyotes and the city deteriorated to the point where the city canceled its lease in the arena, which then sent them to Mullet Arena, where they were playing on the campus of a college with 5,000 fans per game. And then the stink of that whole situation is, I think, the primary reason why the vote in Tempe to get a new arena failed. There's always, you know, unions were against it, the people didn't want extra taxes, but at the core of it, it's that this was a team that people thought didn't pay their bills in Glendale, and then was asking you to put your faith in them to, you know, pay their bills in Tempe. And so I think the move to Glendale from Phoenix was really the biggest mistake for this team, and was sort of the first domino to fall through everything else. Of course, there's also the on-ice thing. They haven't been successful. They haven't had any luck in the draft lottery despite being a terrible team. You know, imagine if Austin Matthews is playing in Arizona. Like, would we even be having this discussion? Probably not. So, but I think from a logistics standpoint, it was that decision to move far out to the suburbs and away from their fan base.
So do you feel like that after this is all said and done, the league from a team's moving standpoint should be relatively healthy, because I don't really see any situations in the near future that would require a team to move.
No, the relocation thing won't be happening for anybody else, I don't think, anytime soon. The expansion thing is the real question. I mean, there was a report by my colleague Kevin Weeks that Houston and Atlanta were meeting with the league. But I do wonder if this decision to relocate Arizona, I mean, obviously there's a lot of reasons locally for the Coyotes to move, but it's also, we can't ignore the Salt Lake City part of this. They have an owner in Ryan Smith, the guy who owns the Utah Jazz, that wants to pay upwards of $1.3 billion for a hockey team. And they have a market that is clearly ready for an NHL team to be there. And so a lot of us thought the Coyotes might be able to go through this process of trying to win the land auction and build the arena, because Salt Lake City might eventually get an expansion team. But it's pretty clear that the NHL wants to be in Salt Lake City sooner than later. And I think that might speak to the expansion process maybe happening a little bit further down the road than we thought it could, because, you know, maybe the NHL just wanted to hasten things and give Smith his team right now.
I'm going to be honest, and look, I've got friends in Atlanta, and I love going down for baseball games. And a third shot at it, I don't know. And obviously it hurts this market, because a lot of the Thrashers fans have now become Predators fans.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, I don't know.
Sure. But it could also help the market in the sense that you'll have a closer local rival too. I mean, that's part of it, the equation too. Here's what I think about Atlanta. The league is convinced that the business growth and the change in sort of like demographics and the growth of the suburbs in Atlanta are remarkably different than they were like 15 years ago. And so Bill Daley told me that's why they're really looking at it. They're looking at it because they think that materially the situation has changed on the ground in Georgia and in Atlanta, where a team there could maybe work if it's placed in the right place. There's two ownership groups. They both want to build like giant multi-use facilities around an arena where this team would play. And I'm open-minded about it. And here's the thing. This got me in trouble with the Salt Lake City people, but I don't care. Like, if you're talking about growth of the game demographically, there's a certain redundancy, if you know what I'm saying, going to Utah, right? Going to Houston, going to Atlanta, that's different. That's a whole different kind of demographic reach than you normally have in a hockey market. And that's why I've always been more open-minded about them going there than maybe going to SLC. But I'm sure the Salt Lake team is going to make money hand over fist there.
Yep, no doubt. Greg, appreciate it as always. Good stuff. And we will talk next week.
Yeah, anytime. Thanks for having me.